Kick off your boots and turn it up.
Turn up the volume. It's the weekend.
It's time for New Local Country First.
I love listening to the radio while I'm driving. It gives me a chance to explore new music and also just helps pass the time.
You're kicking country on
Buck 92.3,
where country legends live.
You're listening to Kicking Country and Keeping It Local. I'm your host, Jeremy, and today I got Waylon Hanel with me. Waylon, go ahead and let them know where you're from and your name, and you know, I already said Waylon, but let them know who you are and stuff like that.
Yeah, so my name is Waylon Hanel. I'm a 24-year-old, you know, singer-songwriter from Millington, Michigan, right there in the thumb, born and raised. I get to do what I love every single day, kind of like what we were talking about, you know, before we hit the play button. Very fortunate to do what I love every single day, and that is play country music, sing country music, and write country songs. And what's really cool about that is being able to write those songs and have, you know, a couple of them be good enough to want to record. And there's no better feeling than playing a show somewhere, especially in your home state, and hearing people sing the lyrics to a song that you wrote back to you.
I mean,
there's literally nothing better than that, dude.
It's pretty neat because I found out about you from a gentleman at a high school basketball game, St. Louis. I live in St. Louis now. We were playing Millington in basketball, and the guy that I was sitting next to, he was keeping score for Millington. I was running the clock for St. Louis, and we were just talking back and forth, and he asked what I did, and I said, I work at a country radio station, and he said, hey, you need to check out this Waylon Hanel guy. And so I found out about you, end of 23, I found out about you then. So I've been following along with your journey here for quite a while now. So that's what's pretty neat about it. And also, you know, you live over in the Thumb. I grew up in the Thumb. I lived over there in Elmont my whole life, pretty much, until I moved away in 2002. And so, but yeah, we're Thumb people over there in Michigan. So it's good to have you on here with me.
Oh, yeah. Some of the best people there is, man.
Oh, yeah. It's good to have you on here with me, and we're going to get right into these questions, and here's the first one. How did you get into country music?
So, you know, I've been into country music my whole life, ever since I was born. Some of my best memories is with my dad and my younger brother, Landon, driving in cornfields with dad's 2005 regular cab Chevy truck with the dog box in the back, you know, running coyotes and tree and coons as kids.
Yeah.
And, you know, trapping and hunting and all that good stuff. And we had Johnny Cash and Waylon Jennings in that CD player the whole time. And we grew up just listening to that music. So it always really hit me hard. I would never really listen to the new stuff. And granted, once in a while I turn on some, you know, Cody Johnson or Ella Langley or something like that. Yeah. But the old stuff is my wheelhouse. That's all I really listen to.
Yeah.
And so country music's always been a big part of my life, and I really planned on being a carpenter, just like my dad and my grandpa. So that's what I wanted to do in high school, and I also wanted to learn how to play guitar, because it always fascinated me watching people play guitar and something cool. So I asked for one for Christmas, and my dad finally got it for me when I was 15. I just turned 15, and after that it was pretty much off to the races, man.
That's pretty interesting that your grandpa and dad were both carpenters, because my grandpa was, a couple of my uncles were carpenters. So that's what I kind of wanted to do in high school too, was be a carpenter. But then I have a disability with my legs, and I went to the Votech Center over there in Lapeer in high school. They were like, oh, you got to climb a ladder. I was like, well, I need to find another class because I don't climb ladders. But yeah, it's kind of neat. And I'm with you. I like the older country music too. So like the 70s, 80s, and like 90s are pretty good too. So, but yeah, I agree with you on the older country music.
Oh yeah, man. And it just, that type of music, the old stuff, it just it tells a story. It resonates. And you know, not every song has to be sad and sappy, but the ones that are like that, it just cuts you just like a knife, man.
Yeah.
And it opens up, it opens up something inside you. That's right there is what I just love about music.
Mm-hmm.
You can't touch it, you can't feel it, you can't see it.
Yeah.
But you have a physical reaction to it. Isn't that crazy, man? It just cuts right through you, and it's able to bring out happiness, sadness, joy, make you want to drive 100 in your truck or go 15 down a dirt road and just cruise and look at fields.
Yeah.
You know, it's so cool.
Was there a moment when you knew this is what you wanted to do?
Yes, it was. And it's kind of funny when if I tell this story, it's kind of funny, but it is the truth. So when I turned 16, I got my first show at our local restaurant in Millington called Cardinal Country Pizza.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a comedy show there that night. So I was able to play just for an hour and kind of open it up. And people were throwing money in a tip jar right in front of me in my guitar case.
Yeah.
Somebody who lived in town, I forgot the gentleman's name, but I owe him big time because he said, throw your guitar case out there and maybe people will throw some money in it.
Hey.
And I said, okay, I'll try that. And at the end of the night, I had, I want to say, just a couple hundred, maybe $400 in there just from playing. And I'm like, you can get paid from doing this?
Yeah, that's
not joking. I never knew that you could do that. And I'm like, well, man, people kind of enjoy live music this way. And it, you know, as a young kid, you never really expect nothing until you do it.
Yeah, no kidding.
So that kind of started something for me.
Yeah, especially if you only had to play for an hour and you made a couple hundred bucks, you're like, man, I could do this.
Exactly. So it really set something off in me to like, you know what, let's get some shows and do this up.
Yeah.
And this kind of leading up to the moment where I knew that this is exactly what I wanted to do. I was 19 at the time, and I was actually just about to turn 20, but I was still 19. And a local radio station down here, I believe it was a bunch of local radio station disc jockeys, and Dan Richards is a good friend of mine, and he works at 103.9 The Fox now.
Yeah.
And at the time, he worked at 98 KCQ right there in Saginaw.
Mm-hmm.
And so a bunch of, you know, the radio disc jockeys, they got together, and the Capitol Theater in Flint said, hey, I want you guys to pick your favorite local country artist, and we're going to send them to Trace Adkins' team, because Trace Adkins was going to be coming and playing the Capitol.
Okay.
And his team is going to decide who they want to open for him, because they wanted a local act.
Yeah.
Well, they narrowed it down to me. And this right here is the catch, Jeremy. It's so cool. They said, do you have 45 minutes of original material? That's the requirement.
Mm-hmm.
And I just got done writing my first batch of songs with a friend of mine named Bernie Nelson. I said, yes, I do. And I was able to open up that show for the very first time, a national artist, all by myself with a guitar and a vocal microphone and only my original songs. And I ended up getting a standing ovation at that show. And at that moment right there, man, I'm like, yep.
This is what I want
to
do.
Able to make some people happy, this is what I want to do. Exactly.
That's awesome. Who were your biggest musical influences growing up?
You know, definitely Waylon Jennings, Johnny Cash, The Highwaymen, Johnny Paycheck, of course. Just all them good old boys like that, man. And speaking of, you know, kind of some newer people, Eric Church really hits me hard, man. I mean, I love his music. It's funky and it hits your soul.
Yeah, you're like the third one that I've interviewed so far that has said Eric Church.
There's something about him, man.
He's newer, but he has that older feel.
Exactly. It's like kind of a nostalgia thing that he has. It's just he doesn't really square away from his style. And his style is different. It's so awesome. It's just good music. It's funky. It hits your soul. And it makes you want to crank even his slow songs up to 10 every time on the jukebox.
Yeah. If someone's never heard your music before, how would you describe your sound?
I would definitely describe it as, you know, traditional old school country music. If you guys like Waylon Jennings, Keith Whitley, he's another big influence on me, Keith Whitley. You know, Guy Clark, Billy Joe Shaver, all those good old boys, especially the songwriters. That right there is my wheelhouse of these songs. And they tell a story. They're great musicians that's played on these sessions. Mm-hmm. I mean, you have Steve Henson, who was Waylon Jennings' electric guitar player, and he plays steel guitar for Marshall Tucker Band to this day.
Yeah.
And he's kind enough to come into the studio and lay down his talent on my records. And just people like that, that stature. Dennis Holt, for example, the drummer that played on my last record when Waylon came to Nashville, he played for Ronnie Milsap for, I want to say, a decade and a half.
Yeah.
And that's what these cats do, man. They live in that town. They play good music. And when they hear a demo with these tapes and the songs that I have, they go, yep, we can make something scream with this one. And they do. They make me scream in the studio just like, oh, my gosh, this is just unreal.
Yeah.
So if you guys like Waylon Jennings, Keith Whitley, you know, all them good old boys, you're going to like some of my music as well.
Let's get into some other questions here. What does being a local artist mean to you?
To me, it definitely means it humbles you a lot. You know what I mean? Because these people that come to see you, they spend their hard-earned money on you. And so you have to really respect the fact that you are able to play because of the people around you.
Yeah.
And the sooner you realize that, the more appreciation you have for those people and for the career path that you are choosing to take. I mean, that's why it's just so funny. You hear stories about musicians or artists, or I'll say famous in quotation people, because in a way, everybody's not, if they're that stature, they're not famous. They're just known by a lot more people than some others.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
That's the only thing. Everybody is the exact same. So, but what's cool about this business is the people have so much say in it, because they're the ones that come out and watch you play and potentially buy your CD and your t-shirt that has your name on it.
Yeah.
So all the appreciation goes back to the fans and family that helps you and everybody on your team, but especially the people that come out and sit in those chairs or stand in that audience, man.
Yeah.
It's all about them.
Yep. Do you have a favorite place around to play or write music?
Absolutely, man. Writing music is definitely, I try to write in my tree stand when I'm bull hunting or gun hunting in the blind. Unless I see a bunch of deer in there, then I put my, you know, phone or notepad and pencil away.
Yeah.
So they don't see me moving.
Yeah.
But definitely in the tree stand, I can think of some good ideas. I like to golf sometimes out on the course writing. To play guitar, however, anywhere, any single place, anywhere I can fit my guitar and my body in. It just, I love playing that thing. Cover songs, my original songs. Writing, I'm a little more personal. I like to take some time to myself, or if I have people that I know and know, like, and know how to write and know that they can write with me, I love writing with everybody that I can. You know, it makes it a lot easier, so you don't have to come up with the idea and the words yourself.
How does living here in Michigan influence your songwriting?
You know, there's so many, literally so many songwriters and musicians that have came out of the state of Michigan. I mean, it's unreal the amount of people that have. You have Ted Nugent, Bob Seger, Madonna, you know, the Verve Pipe. You have so many people. This might sound weird, but I really feel like Michigan embodies soulful people. And when you have talent that comes out of the state, I feel like it's almost bred into, you know, the ground, if you will, because when you get around certain people that are musicians in the state of Michigan, it feels like you guys are all on the same page and you feel like that you could go write a song right now.
Yeah.
It's just, there's something about it. And all those people, they're not just little artists that you've heard about. Like, those are some of the biggest names in, you know, pop, rock and roll history.
Yeah.
You know, Motown. I mean, it's just something cool about that.
Every one of you have said the same thing. Being from Michigan is different, you know, because I've talked to, you know, Sadie Bass and Justin Judge and Chad Flores and some others, and they've all gone down to Nashville. They've all done, you know, gone down there and seen what it's like down there. But they're like, man, being from Michigan is different, you know, and that's what's neat about, you know, Michigan is we're different kind of people.
We are different kind of people, man. We are tough. We endure the cold weather, and we're crazy enough to love cold weather.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And our music really reflects that. I mean, it just, there's something about it. It's spiritual, it's wild, and I'm just happy to be a part of it, talking to you about it.
Yeah. We'll be right back with more Waylon Hannell.
Hey everybody, this is Waylon Hanel, and you're listening to Buck 92.3 FM and Buck92.com.
Well, my baby ran off with a tow truck driver. They got a little double wide down in Carolina. And he's a KC member in the FFA. With a tow truck driver. Well, his name is Earl, but she calls him Bubba. Said he ain't much to look at, but a damn good lover. She left me a note on the frigid air. Said, honey, it's been good, but I'm out of here. With a tow truck driver. Well, I know I ought to hate that girl for leaving me that way. But if I ever want to know wherever she is, I call up the AAA.
Country. We'll be right back on Buck 92.3.
Buck 92.3.
Where country legends live.
The state runner-ups from last year are primed for another deep run in the playoffs to close out the month of May. Fifth-year head coach Shane Kelly joins us this week to talk all things Clare softball, the successfulness he has had every season, and how his girls have developed from opening night to now. It's the Buck 92.3 Sports Show with Coach Kelly, Monday night at 7 p.m.
When it's time to update your bathroom, call the experts at Central Plumbing in Mount Pleasant. Comfort height toilets and walk-in showers easily transform your bathroom into an accessible, comfortable space for years to come. Visit Central Plumbing Showroom at 600 North Mission in Mount Pleasant.
I'm here at Rick's Food Center for an I-Team investigation. Why do so many people love shopping here? Excuse me, miss, tell me, why choose Rick's?
Well, they've got everything I need. Oh, and everyone here is so helpful.
Helpful, you say?
Yeah, they gave me recommendations and pointed me in the right direction. Now my cart's full and I feel like I just made a friend.
Fascinating. You, sir, what brings you to Rick's?
I've been shopping here for pretty much my whole life. It's like I'm a part of the family.
Yes, but what about your family?
They love shopping here too. Talk about convenience.
I'm here now with a Rick's staff member. So, what's the secret?
No secrets here.
Just our signature friendly service with a smile. Now, how can I help you?
Oh, I have been looking for... I mean, that's the story from Rick's Food Center. Friendly service, experienced and knowledgeable staff, and it's where your friends shop, too, in Rockford, Ithaca, and Mount Pleasant.
Welcome to Rick's.
Welcome back to Kickin' Country.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. Welcome back, welcome back.
New local country first on Buck 92.3, where country legends live.
Now back with more Waylon Hannell. Is there one song that you have written that means the most to you so far?
Absolutely. And it's actually going to be, I'm going to be recording this song coming up soon. I won't spoil it too much, but what the hell, I think I will. It's a song called Words, one word called Words. And Bernie Nelson and I, we were down in Fredericksburg, Texas, and I think this was three years ago. Wow. And it's just kind of funny. It's taken me right back to it, even though it was kind of a long time ago. And we were sitting in Bernie's living room, and we were playing our guitars and trying to come up with a song. And we already wrote five songs prior within 3 days. So we were starting to get a little burn out of each other, but we were having fun. And we were trying to write, and I could not me personally, I could not really come up with any sentences, any phrases, nothing that would go together. Everything just kind of sounded mushy, and it just wasn't working.
Yeah.
So I looked at Bernie and I said, is there a song called Words or Word? And he goes, no, I don't think so. I said, can we write that? Let's just write a song called Words, man.
Yeah.
And he said, why? I said, well, it's the only thing that I can think of. I can't put them together, but that's all I can think of. We wrote this song, Jeremy, that it's a slow ballad. It cuts right through you. It just, the lyrics in that song that are so good, you know, the like one lyric, it goes, yeah, God created it way back when with a word.
Yeah.
And like just something like that, it's something so simple can make someone lose their mind. You know what I mean? In a good way. So I can't, that right there is one of my favorite songs that I've ever written, and I can't wait for people to hear it. I really can't.
I'm excited. Do your songs come from personal experiences or storytelling or a mix of both?
A little bit, a mix of both. And it's kind of funny. The best way to write songs is personal experiences. The best way to do that is. And, you know, being 24, I will be honest, being young, I haven't really had too many that, you know, you can write down besides, you know, your typical, your heartbreaks and
high school
that you have done. Yep. And being stupid and all that kind of stuff. And those make great songs. Don't get me wrong. But the other cool thing about being a songwriter is you can put yourself in anybody's shoes as long as you have a little bit of knowledge of it. You can be a carpenter, you can be a painter, you can be a race car driver, you can be a welder, and you can put yourself in the shoes of those people and write a song from those people's perspective.
Yeah, or even a tow truck driver, right?
There's the beauty. Or even a tow truck driver. See, that's what I'm talking about, man. That's what's cool about being a songwriter.
What are your songwriting process like? Is it lyrics first or melody first? Or kind of like combination of both? Melody first?
Definitely melody. That's just how I've always written. And I've only done it one other time where I've actually came up with words first and put a melody to it. And it's weird. That usually never happens for me.
Yeah.
Other people, they say I was driving one day and I heard these words and I wrote them down. And then I wrote the melody right after I wrote the whole song. I don't know how other people can do that. That's not how my brain works, but kudos to them for doing it because that's some art.
That's what's nice about everyone. We're all different, you know, so everyone does something a little different and you got your way and everyone else got their way. So that's what's neat about it.
Absolutely.
What are you working on right now?
Definitely we're working on some new albums. I have a music video that's going to be a lot of fun, and that's actually for my song Tow Truck Driver that I released a little bit ago, and that's on my new album entitled Waylon Hannell Nashville 2. So if you guys get bored later, please go and look up that song because it's so good. It's a true story about a guy that lives in Michigan. Andy Brockdorf is his name. He's a combat veteran. And everything that happened in that song Tow Truck Driver happened to Andy. So it's really cool to put out a true story that can make people laugh at the same time.
Yeah. Speaking of that, where can people hear or stream your music?
They can stream it anywhere they find music. I'm on, you know, Apple Music, Spotify, Pandora, Amazon Music, YouTube. Yeah, if you guys go and look up my YouTube, I have quite a few lyric videos, music videos, and we have two music videos that's going to be coming later this year in 2026. One for Tow Truck Driver and then one for When Waylon Came to Nashville. So those are some things that we're working on releasing, and of course playing county fairs and festivals throughout the summer, as well as new music that's going to be coming. So there's going to be a lot on our plate for 2026.
Speaking of live shows, what can fans expect when they come to one of your shows?
A lot of energy, man. The songs are great. The band that I have, I'm so fortunate to have the guys that I do, Dan Gokey, Bobby Bryan, and Barry Gokey on steel guitar, man. It's just, it's the most country band you will hear.
Yeah.
And I'm not trying to be biased or nothing, but it's probably the closest thing to true country as you can get.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, steel guitar, rhythm guitar, bass and drums. I mean, you can't get no bare bones and raw than that. And there's a reason why Barry Gokey, my steel guitar player, is in the Country Music Hall of Fame, man.
Yeah.
He's that good. He's as good as those cats in Nashville, if not better. And he lives all the way up in Sault Ste. Marie.
Yeah, so, and I've
get ready for this summer. It's going to be good.
Yeah, I can't wait. It's going to be fun. I'm going to try to hit as many shows as I can this summer.
Very good.
Do you remember your first live performance? We already talked about it. Is it the one at the pizza place?
It was. That was my very first live performance in front of people, and I was shaking like a leaf the whole time.
What's been the most memorable show so far?
I think it was definitely...
Was it Trace Atkins?
Well, Trace Atkins, that actually probably was, and it wasn't even about the show per se. It was about meeting Trace for the first time, because mm-hmm. it really showed me how these famous people are just normal people, and people like Trace Atkins never let it get to his head,
mm-hmm.
and I respect him so much for that. We were having dinner down in the basement of the Capitol Theater. That's technically the backstage.
Mm-hmm.
And I was actually upset because I wanted to go to the original Halo Burger on the Bricks.
Yeah.
I've never been there before and I wanted to go there, but Trace's tour manager said, "Hey, we're having a catered dinner. Invite your mom and dad and yourself and come down here." And I said, "Okay." So we went down there and there was a big steel door sitting right behind us and it swung open. And a beautiful blonde woman walked out, a chihuahua dog, and then this big 7-foot dude with a ponytail wearing pajamas. And I didn't even know it was Trace.
Yeah.
Until he said, "Hey, pass some mashed potatoes." And it was in that real deep voice.
Uh-huh. That unmistakable voice of his.
Oh, yeah. You can't. There's no denying it.
Uh-huh.
And he gets done eating and he comes over to my family and he said, "Nice to meet you guys. My name's Trace. Are you Waylon?" And he pointed at me. I said, "Yes, I am." He goes, "Well, thank you very much for wanting to open the show. How long have you been playing?" And I said that after I got done telling him how long I played. And we talked anything but music.
Mm-hmm.
He wanted to get to know my family and I.
Yeah.
And I wanted to get to know him too. And he spent 10 minutes just talking to me like it was normal. And
that's
from
awesome.
That moment on, it just really... It was awesome, man. It just showed me how he was a normal dude and how everybody else is on the same level. And that was one of the most memorable, if not the most memorable thing.
If you could open for any country artist, who would it be?
Man, it would definitely be either Cody Jinks, Cody Johnson, Eric Church. Dream of mine, if he was still alive, would be Waylon Jennings.
I mean,
I feel like Waylon and I would have a riot.
Well, that's like you're named after him, aren't you?
I am.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Here's a fun question that I like to ask. What is your road trip snack of choice?
Definitely venison sticks, man. I have them made every year, and that's just my go-to. Healthy, good, that's what I love, man.
Do you like them spicy or not spicy, flavor-wise, or just venison snack sticks?
I mean, I might like them with like a little kick, but like a pepper kick, though.
Yeah.
I don't like it when it's... like jalapeno with the seeds. I mean, that stuff just makes my gut set on fire.
Yeah. See, that's like me. I won't go anything hotter than a jalapeno. I don't know how all these people eat this super hot stuff. I'm like, that's not me. I like jalapeno is about it.
I know, and it's crazy. And some of those people that go, oh, you just got to build up a tolerance, and they're eating it and profusely sweating at the table.
Yeah, yeah.
That just doesn't look fun to me.
If I can't taste the food, I don't want to eat it.
There you go. I'm with you.
Favorite country song of all time?
Dang, that's a good one.
I know.
Really,
that's what's
narrowed down to one.
That's what's so hard is like, because like I'm all like 70s, 80s, 90s, early 2000s. But I keep always going back to Garth Brooks' The Dance. I just love that song.
That is a good song. That is a really good song. Man, if I had to, wow, I'd either pick, I love Old Violin by Johnny Paycheck. I really love that song. Dang, there's just so many good ones.
Uh-huh.
If I really, really had to pick one, it would be Good Old Boys by Don Williams. Good Old Boys Like Me by Don Williams.
Yep, that's a good one.
It just, that song, oh. It's so good.
Yeah. What is your biggest goal you're chasing right now?
My biggest goal, well, definitely play bigger shows. Just having more people know my music.
Mm-hmm.
And with that being said, my goal for this next summer, not this summer because my schedule's already booked up. Good problem to have.
Yeah.
I really want to branch out from the state of Michigan and, you know, start going into the rest of the Midwest, of course, Tennessee, I play,
mm-hmm.
but start playing, you know, out west. I have a show that's going to be coming up in Nebraska soon. Hopefully we have a show in Kansas as well this November coming up. Just playing outside of Michigan and really starting to saturate the country and get more people, not just in Michigan.
Getting your name
outside
out there.
Of this state. Yeah, getting my name out there and doing it organically, man. Like that's my true goal so far.
Yeah. What advice would you give other local musicians just starting out?
Don't try to fake anything. I know that sounds really stupid, but don't try to fake being yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Don't try to fake the music that you like, because even though, let's say 50% don't, 50% do.
Yeah.
Like your music.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the thing, man. Just be true to yourself. Always respect people, because you never know who you're talking to, especially in this business. You never know who you're talking to.
Yeah.
So always treat people with respect. If they cross you and disrespect you, that might be a different response that you can give back to them. But
yeah,
if they always are being nice, be nice back to them. Always show respect and be courteous.
Yeah, you just never.
These days, if you fall on bad times, you're going to probably need some courteous people too.
Yeah, you just never know who might be listening.
Exactly.
One last question before we wrap this up. Where can fans follow you on social media?
Yeah, man, you can follow me on TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, all those things. And my handles for all three of them is Waylon Hanel Music. Waylon is W-A-Y-L-O-N, Hanel, H-A-N-E-L, music, the same way you spelt it since fourth grade.
Yep.
And that's my handle for all of them. And yeah, we post my schedule for each month at the first of every month, so you can see where I am for the time being. And then when it gets close to the summer, I'll be posting a June, July, and August summer schedule as well. So be on the lookout. We do a bunch of ticket giveaways for big shows, local shows we always promote. And yeah, you can follow me on there. I do a little cooking in the morning and breakfast and dinner at night.
Yep,
and Facebook Lives all the time.
I watch them all the time, Waylon.
See? It's awesome, man.
Yeah,
I love it.
Yeah. Like I said, I've been following you along since, I want to say it was like October, November of 23. So the gentleman, I can't remember his name, but he was sitting at the table with the high school team, and we were just talking, and he's like, you know, he asked me what I did, and I said, well, I'm a morning show host for a radio, you know, local country radio station here. And he's like, really? He's like, man, you got to check out this Waylon Hanel guy. So guess what? I got home, I looked you up, and I've been following you along ever since.
Well, thank you very much, man.
Yeah, not a problem. I love your sound.
The only thing I guess I can come up with and say is if you guys like real, authentic country music, give mine a shot. Because
yeah.
I don't think that you're going to be disappointed. I really don't.
Waylon, thanks for coming on here with us. And we'll have to do this again real soon.
Absolutely, man. Can't wait. Hey everybody, this is Waylon Hanel, and you're listening to Buck 92.3 FM and Buck92.com.
dim lit bar, table for two, sitting there all alone in the neon blue. That look in her eyes says, come here and hold me. Yeah, she's looking like my kind of lonely. Don't know who he was, what happened or when, whoever let her. Is my new best friend. She ain't looking for love or a new one and only. Yeah, she's looking like my kind of lonely. Any fool can see that what she is something she's been needing so much. Her lips need kissing, she's been missing a man with a soft, slow touch. Drink, and I'll ask her to dance, and I'll let her talk, and I'll understand, and I'll take my time, and I'll let her show me what she needs tonight. Yeah, that's my kind of lonely. Any fool can see that what she needs is something she's been needing so much. Her lips need kissing, she's been missing a man with a soft, slow touch. She's looking like my kind of lonely. Guess I'll be leaving tonight with my kind of lonely.
And that's going to do it for another edition of Kickin' Country and Keeping It Local on Buck 92.3. Fresh sounds, hometown voices, and new country you heard here first. Wherever the road takes you this week, Buck 92.3's got the soundtrack. Be good to each other, and we'll catch you next Sunday.
Where our country legends live.